This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Scientists are bringing the research tools of the developed world to bear on diseases of the developing world. For example, today researchers are publishing the complete genetic sequences of the organism that causes amoebic dysentery. Armed with the sequence, scientists say they should be able to find new ways to tackle the deadly parasite. NPR's Joe Palca has the story.
Brendan Loftus says when the Private Institute for Genomic Research in Rockville, Maryland, decided to start sequencing the genomes of globally important pathogens, Entamoeba histolytica was an obvious candidate.
Even though there's an effective drug, it's still endemic in developing countries, and it's as long as there will be poor sanitary conditions, there will be Entamoeba, and it causes somewhere between 50 and 100,000 deaths per year.
There are also millions of cases annually of amoebic dysentery, a particularly debilitating form of intestinal upset. Entamoeba consists of only a single cell, but Loftus says it has learned some nasty tricks.
Entamoeba's a very efficient killer of cells, both bacterial cells and of human cells. And the two things that Entamoeba does very well is that it senses where it is and it kills and digests.
For example, it knows when it's in the human gut, where there's not a lot of oxygen around, versus when it enters the bloodstream, where there is a lot of oxygen, and can adapt equally well to both environments. The genome sequence published in the current issue of the journal Nature revealed several other interesting facts about Entamoeba. For example, it's lost many of the genes necessary for providing itself with energy. Now it relies on the cells of the animals it infects, that would be us humans, for its energy needs. It's also picked up some genes.
Because it spends much of its time eating bacteria, we hypothesize that over the process of time it has acquired genes from bacteria that it has found useful in its niche in the human gut.
Researchers familiar with the sequencing project are already rejoicing at the new information the sequencing project has brought. Sharon Reed is at the University of California, San Diego.
They're really like getting the Rosetta Stone for an organism. All of a sudden, you have the full list of the genes that are there.
For example, Reed says she's interested in something called proteinases. These are enzymes that allow the amoeba to burrow into the cells lining someone's intestines. After years of painstaking research, Reed says she and her colleagues had found 7 genes in Entamoeba responsible for making proteinases.
And then once the genome project is complete, we find out there are 20 of these genes. And so one of the reasons we know parasites are so successful is they're key genes they have multiple copies of.
The good news is that all 20 versions of the proteinase genes are reasonably similar, so it may be possible to find a single drug that will block them all, thereby preventing Entamoeba from doing its dirty work. Reed says another project she's excited about is the plan to sequence a relative of Entamoeba histolytica called Entamoeba dispar.
These two amoeba that look so alike are different enough that one can cause disease and the other can't.
Armed with the genetic sequence, Reed is hoping scientists will be able to see what the crucial genetic differences are and find a way to make the deadly pathogen more like its innocuous relative. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.